Well, I think it's, you know, I'm in safe company here where I think, you know, I know it's politically incorrect in some places, but I think I can wish everyone a very merry and blessed Christmas. I think that's safe to do here. I think I get away with that. And of course, that is what we are here tonight to do. We are here tonight to begin that celebration of our Lord's birth, of that Christmas season, where we remember the fact that he was born in Bethlehem, a little over 2,000 years ago, that the Son of God who became human was born that night, and that the Savior that was promised to Israel has come. We see this promise that was given to Israel in our first reading from the prophet Isaiah, this promise of the light coming into the world, that the light of Christ, the light, God's light, will shine within throughout the darkness of sin, will shine through that darkness and illuminate all of humanity. And that this child that we celebrate is using all these titles: Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. That this child is the fulfillment of the promises made to King David in the Old Covenant, that his kingdom would last forever. But that this child is also the source of our joy. We hear the fulfillment of this promise in the proclamation of the light coming into the world. You know, we see this gospel, this beautiful image in the gospel of the angels appearing to the shepherds, proclaiming a good news of great joy that will be for all the people, striking the shepherds with fear. I hope everyone gets a chance at some point in their life to get in over to the Holy Land. It is truly an experience that every Christian really should have in their life. It's something that they should, whether they have to save for or whatever they have to do, but it really is an experience. And when you go over there, you will go to the field where the shepherds saw the angel, or if not the actual field, something very similar to the field that they were in. And there's a church there with these three very striking images of the shepherds. The first image, you see that proclamation, what we heard in the gospel tonight, that proclamation of the good news to the shepherds. And of the three shepherds there, they're viewing the angels in very different ways. One with fear, one in awe, and one in reverence. And then you go to the next image, which is, it's a circular church, so you kind of go around the circle. And then the third image is of the shepherds that have gone to see the Christ child. And they're all standing there in awe and wonder, adoring him. And then the third image, you see these shepherds leaving with great joy. This is the same joy that we should have. That as we leave here tonight, as we celebrate this Christmas, we should celebrate it with great joy because our Savior has come. St. Paul reminds us why we are to celebrate as the shepherds did. Because we celebrate the blessed hope that has come, the great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. St. Paul reminds us that this infant gave himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. This celebration of Christmas, as St. Paul tells us, that we are delivered from all lawlessness, is connected to Holy Week. That what we celebrate tonight is connected to our Lord's passion, death, and resurrection. When we celebrate this Christmas celebration, we are also preparing ourselves and celebrating that celebration as well. The problem is, I think sometimes we forget why we celebrate Christmas. All these things that we celebrate, the coming of our Lord and the light coming into the world and the preparation for Easter, we forget about that. We get so caught up in the trappings of this holiday season. We focus on the gifts and the decorations and family and everything else that's going on. And all that is good. But we always need to remember why we're celebrating it. That's why I like the Keep Christ in Christmas campaign. You've probably seen it. The Knights of Columbus do it. Other groups do it as well, where it reminds us that we're not just celebrating a generic winter holiday. This isn't just, you know, it's dark and it's kind of cold outside, so let's just have a holiday to celebrate. But instead, that this is the time to celebrate the birth of the Lord, the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So we're encouraged, and we should really enjoy the gifts and the decorations and the family and the celebrations and the food and maybe the sports, if everybody's going to be watching sports all day in the starting in the morning, and whatever else you do to celebrate Christmas, that all of that is to celebrate our Lord's birth. That as we go through all that we remember our Lord's birth and we celebrate the light coming into the world for our salvation.